Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: شارك الذي قد أقبل عليه الرزق، فإنه أخلق للغنى وأجدر بإقبال الحظ عليه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Be a sharer with him who has an abundant livelihood, because he is more probable to get more riches and likely to secure an increase of the share therein."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about this beautiful and universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, we find that His Eminence, of course, his persona is so intimately connected to the persona of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And this is something that, it might seem very superficial. It might seem like everybody already knows this. And yes, it is in one dimension. It is superficial, and in one dimension, yes, everybody does know this. But a lot of times we don't reflect and contemplate deeply upon these very basic matters, When we look at the history of Islam, when we look at the history of the Muslims, when we go back in time, we will see that the person who is connected the closest to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so if we think a little bit deeper, if we reflect a little bit deeper, we will realize that the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the closest persona to the persona of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. And so what does this tell us? This tells us that after the demise of the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that if we are to look towards someone who is the closest memory or the closest, symbol or the closest persona to the persona of the Holy Prophet, then that would have to be Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so now you will start to see how this very basic and this very common sense thing that everybody knows, when you think about it a little bit deeply, you will realize how profound it is. So yes, the most intimate persona, the most, closely related and similar persona, if not same persona, to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, is the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so you might ask, Why is it that I said the same persona? Well, you know, there are traditions that say from the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, where they say that the first of us is Muhammad, the middle of us is Muhammad, the last of us is Muhammad. We are all one light. And so this is why I said that it is one persona. It is not separate personas. It is one persona in different times that is there, you know, manifesting the divine teachings of the Almighty Allah. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, again, being this very similar, if not the same persona and the same manners and the same behaviors of the Holy Prophet, you know, him, of course, being the best disciple, the best miracle, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. And so this being intimately connected to the Holy Prophet, when we look at other companions, for example, when we even look at companions in later eras, we will find that they were not at all in line with the pure teachings of the Holy Prophet. Matter of fact, there were many deviations and contradictions in their behaviors. But Imam Ali alayhi salam was like this beautiful reflective mirror of the persona of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
According to Abu Zar, the dua of the Prophet, Allahumma inna akhi Musa sa'alaka, where Musa prayed to you, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir amri wa hlul uqdatan min lasani yafqahu qawli waj'al li waziran min ahli Harun akhi, it had not yet completely ended when Jibreel came down. And he says, Ya Muhammad iqra. O Muhammad, read this ayat which has been revealed now. Innama waliyukum Allah. Verily your wali and master is only Allah. Wa rasuluhu. And his messenger. Walladhina amanu. Walladhina yuqimuna salat. Wa yu'tuna zakat. Wa hum raki'un. And the mu'min who gives charity in ruku. Referring to Ali bin Abi Talib. Alayhi salatu wassalam. This is where Ali gets wilayat from Allah subhanahu. All other awliya are either appointed by Ali or Rasul. Because here the words are in exclusive form, innama. Verily, your wali is only Allah, Rasul, and Ali. Nobody else. And if others are there, they are connected to him and authorized by him or appointed by him. Now, the point of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this event, people ask this question, when this beggar was going around the first time, why didn't Ali give the ring at that time? Why it had to happen after the beggar complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is where we have to realize, when I stand on the musalla, I am aware of my surroundings. When Imam al-Muttaqeen stands on the musalla, his body is there, his soul is there. This fellow went around, asked from the people. Ali was physically there, but spiritually oblivious of what is around, because he was submerged in the love and the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ibadah. It's only when that sa'il became qurbatan ilallah by his dua, got close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in praise and complaints to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's Ali became aware of his presence. And he acted accordingly by the response of giving the ring away at the time of ruku.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.